Well,
thank you. I've been accused of touching
before. Where?
When does the touching start?
Yes.
Pustulous! Put it up!
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand and it's pointed at your head. You think you're mad, you're too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant, a western town. Call the police, there's a madman around, going down underground to a dive bar in a western town.
Western town in a dead world. The eastern bars and western girls.
Whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? If you got it, do you get it, or so how often? What do you choose, the hard or soft option?
How much do you need?
Just turned 50, it was way too soon. Odorous, went up in flames.
to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 102. I'm Absolute Deicide. This is the guided tour of the inner workings of gruntfreepress.com. That's your one-stop shop for really creative intros and game reviews. And those reviews may be old, may be new. And there's no way to tell because I don't date any of the reviews I put up on the site. So suck it, figure it out. Yeah, one article up there on the site on the old Grunt Free Press site that suddenly became relevant again that I made quite a while ago. It was like 4 years ago. Oh, I'm not supposed to say. It's supposed to be a secret. Yeah, I didn't even know. I'm like, fucking, when did I write this? And I fucking looked. There's a YouTube video embedded in it, and fucking, like, well, I made the video to go with it. You know what I mean? That was fucking 4 years ago. So, yeah. So this article I wrote. Well, it's not really an article. I guess it's like a fake interview that I pretended to do with fucking Nolan Bushnell of Atari. This has been the Xbox and the PS4. I don't think they're even out yet. Like this is fucking whatever. Before like they're just revealed. Like fucking you know they did like the little things again like 4 years ago I guess. So I just fucking wrote that fake interview and yeah the whole premise of that article was just fucking like. Wouldn't it be fucking ridiculous if Atari tried to come back and make another console to, you know, compete with Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo and that? So, I think people thought the fucking Ouya was gonna be a big thing, like, at that time too, you know, it was fucking that time frame. We're talking about here. And yeah, it was just, you know, how silly would it be if fucking Atari tried doing the same thing? So, this funny thing happened recently where, that used to be a joke, not too long ago, and that becomes reality. I mean, that seems to be a fucking thing that happens. So now there are these rumors floating around out there that indeed fucking Atari might build a new fucking console and come back and, you know, what it is exactly, I don't know. I know, is it going to be like a fucking, like an actual brand new system, like a fucking Jaguar 2 or something or is it going to be like a retro console, like whatever, NES Classic, and now they're making the SNES Classic, like that type of thing, like, you know, a retro fucking box, like, who knows? But I mean, I just thought it was funny. Like, they talk about being fucking ahead of the curve, huh? There's all these fucking new news stories. Like, oh, Atari's making a new console. It's like, wait a minute, I fucking did that as a joke like fucking 4 years ago. So, if you go to the site there, my site, Grunt Free Press, and you click on the archival shit tab at the top of the page. And I think the article is titled like "Report Atari to Make New Console" or something like that. And I was just fucking some of the references I'm using there they're dated, like fucking whatever, talking about like fucking again like fucking like, oh, you can't even pre-order the PS4 and the Xbox One right now, but you know that type of thing. But at the time, even then, fucking everybody was fucking like doing the whole fanboying up thing about fucking, you know, fucking Microsoft, PS4 and the Xbox and that shit. Just, I thought it was fucking like, take the piss out of these fucking people and just fucking. Yeah, there's some jokes in there too about some a game called fucking Dungeons and Dragons Daggerfall, I think. In there, which I completely forgot that was a fucking game, but I'm pretty sure it was fucking shit. And I fucking, like, I think I bought it, and, like, fucking, this game is fucking awful at the time, too, so I threw that in there, and, yeah, nobody probably knows what the fuck that is at this point. There's also fucking blurry photos of, I put up fucking blurry photos of the Atari console. It was supposed to be a joke on the fucking, I think it was Sony putting out blurry, I fucking barely remember, the shit. Fucking Sony putting out like, just like a blurry photo of like the PS4. And like, you know, just fucking pixelated. You can't even see it. Like everyone like going nuts. Like, oh my God. Like fucking, you know what I mean? Like that type of thing. So yeah, so some of the references, don't hold up so well, but, yeah, but if you do read it, again, make sure to watch the YouTube video that's embedded in there, because that was kind of like the whole point. Again, I was just fucking like, I wanted to make that fucking, that video that I like made some bullshit like around it, and then fucking, yeah, I won't spoil it, the video or the article or whatever, but just, you know, just fucking, the video is just fucking two different movies, or well, two videos, I guess, just fucking edited together. But I've watched it like a dozen fucking times, you know what I mean? I edited the fucking thing together, obviously, but even now I'm fucking watching it, and I fucking watch it again, and fucking it cracks me up. Yeah, so fucking I think it's pretty good. So there's your homework, kids. Go check that out. Gruntfreepress.com, podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address you can send complaints to. Okay, I can't forget about that either. That's important too. So remember when I said I'm like fucking like last week, I'm like, oh, I'll just do the entire E3 shit. Fucking, I did it a week late, so I was just fucking like, oh yeah, I just fucking get through that. I'm sure everybody's fucking sick of hearing about it, so just get through the fucking E3 bullshit and be done with it. But I lied, kind of. I mean, we got through all the fucking conferences and shit, get all that out of the way. But a couple little interesting tidbits popped up around E3, I guess you could say, that weren't really at the conferences. Just two in particular, just for, you know, it was fucking like articles of fucking whatever, people walking around the show floor, and they'd come across different games or whatever, like trailers were just fucking just released, like, oh, E3 trailer that wasn't like a conference or whatever. Or maybe it wasn't that one I didn't watch, the fucking PC gamer fucking magazine show, I don't know, but I fucking saw a couple, like, oh, I didn't see that at the conferences, but that looks pretty cool. So just two of them real quick. A new Call of Cthulhu game that's coming out. There's a trailer up for it, and I don't know exactly what it is, what the game is exactly. It's just fucking just a CG trailer that was up there. No gameplay or anything. Just showing some dude running through a haunted house, and then he wakes up in a insane asylum, and was fucking I guess that's Call of Cthulhu related. That checks out there. I think I'm pretty sure the game. I've heard fucking like little things about this coming out. I'm pretty sure it's based on a pen and paper RPG that's been out for it's been around for a while, kicking around. I never played it. I don't know what it is. How much of an RPG? You know, how based it is in that game? The pen and paper RPG, like the game is like, is it like a fucking like hardcore RPG or what? Or is it like a Bioshocky thing where you're just like fucking, whatever, upgrading little perks or whatever, you know, upgrading shit and fucking your guns and like powers or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but I'll keep an eye on it just because, you know, it's a fucking Lovecraft game, you know. The trailer, I mean, the fucking CG trailer that I watched, I'm like, yeah, that looks kind of shitty, to be honest, but again, that's not really fucking gameplay, and I don't really know. I'm just fucking like, ah, it's at least they're making a fucking Call of Cthulhu game. That's cool. And then the other little thing that I saw was just they did like a reveal for a new Killer Instinct character, Falcon, I guess, is fucking Chief Thunder's brother. I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know if he's been in fucking any of the other Killer Instinct games or what. Once again, fucking watching it. It's not the best trailer or anything that they showed, but you know, just fucking all in-game footage that somebody made a fucking machinima out of. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, I fucking turn the camera around and do a voiceover type thing. Actually, that somebody is fucking Maximilian dude from fucking YouTube, the fighting game guy. But, yeah, it's just fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking, the characters aren't really meant to be like, they have the camera fucking panning around them and shit, and just fucking, like, in that, like, 3D space, and I was fucking watching, like, these graphics look kind of rough. Again, it's like, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a bad trailer, but, you know, it just doesn't show the game in the best light, you know? In fucking Killer Instinct is a fucking 3-year-old fucking Xbox One launch game, you know, just, I thought it was cool, just the fact that they're still supporting it. I saw that, and I'm like, oh yeah, Killer Instinct, you know what I mean? I've played fucking a shit ton of it, but I haven't played in a while, and it's like, yeah, I kind of want to jump back into it, see how I do, see fucking try to get back in. I'm sure they've, you know, new characters, a bunch of shit they added that I haven't fucking really checked out. That's also coming to Steam, too, for the first time, if anybody cares about that. You've been waiting for fucking, I gotta buy it on Steam. Oh, well, it's coming to Steam, I guess. Yeah, so another random observation that I had about E3. I realize this is fucking old news. Old news at this point, but it's fucking like, yeah, I don't know, fucking... So get a little bit, again, I didn't really fucking mention it last week, because... I'll admit, fucking last week when I was doing the fucking E3 thing, I was fucking kind of rushing. It's fucking like, I just want to cram this all in. So, in a little bit, I can fucking, a little breathing room here. Hopefully. That I can just fucking, it's the details. The devil's in the details. That's what they tell me. So, yeah, there's an awful lot of fucking slave songs they were playing in the fucking game trailers at E3. I noticed, like, fucking, more than one. I forget what games they were for, but I just fucking remember, like, this is weird, these fucking, like, slave songs they're playing. The big one, the trailer, you know, there's a trailer for fucking the new Assassin's Creed game, which is set in Egypt, and they're, you know, they have this fucking slave song playing, you know, in the back as the trailer is going. And it's like, I mean, obviously there were fucking slaves in fucking ancient Egypt, you know, they built the fucking, you know, pyramids and all that shit. But again, they're playing like a fucking American slave song in ancient Egypt. I mean, they just show all these fucking, Egyptians fucking in chains, you know, dragging around big rocks behind them on giant fucking ropes and shit, and they're playing fucking, I don't know, the actual song, but it's just like a fucking American slave song, like picking cotton or whatever. It's fucking, oh lordy, pick a bale of cotton, oh lordy, pick a bale a day, you know, fucking go to jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton, jump down, turn around, pick a bale a day, like that type of shit, you know, it's just fucking something like that, I don't know. And just, that was a Leadbelly song. I know, I might get a copyright strike for that, but, so it's just like, I was fucking like watching this shit, just fucking like, huh, I don't think that's fucking quite, you know what I mean, the song you're playing, what's going on there, I don't think that's quite as connected as you think there, Chief. I mean, it's fucking like, there were slaves then, you know, there were slaves like fucking, whatever, 200 and fucking, you know, 200 years ago in America, but, you know, fucking, yeah, I was just fucking like, oh, like, what are you trying to connect here with the song and this fucking thing? Like, fucking, like, oh, you know, there was slavery fucking before, you know, America. Like, fucking, that's like, that's kind of something you should probably point out that people forget. And just fucking, you know what I mean? And fucking, we kind of fucking worked, and a lot of people died to fucking, like, end it, like, here anyway, you know? But this still a bunch of fucking slaves today in the world, most of them in Africa still. So I don't know, it just seemed like a fucking, like an odd fucking virtue signaling attempt there, you know what I mean? Just fucking, again, it's the whole show is fucking diversity and fucking like, oh, slave songs and shit. It's fucking like, hey, well, hold on, let's back up a couple steps there, Chief. No, I thought that was kind of funny, kind of sad, like fucking, most things that get fucking made today. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, I'm supposed to watch it and be like, oh, it really makes you think there. I mean, fucking, what should we do now? I mean, should we tear down the fucking pyramids because they're monuments to fucking suffering and, like, slavery? I don't know, fucking... just put all you fucking just gas the entire floor of E3s. What should happen at the end? Fucking faggots. But and anyway, actually, it's fucking, it's like, yeah, like I was saying, it said fucking last week, like, fucking, like, ah, it's a little, it seems kind of like low key that fucking it's, you know, in the public now, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's not like a million articles about, like, oh, how great E3 was, all the fucking bullshit, like, you know, fucking intersectionality talk, and then, like, fucking, I'm listening to fucking other, like, from professional, less professional than me, obviously, but I mean, like, fucking, like, you know, the fucking IGNs and the fucking, like, whatever, Game Informers and fucking that type, like that type of fucking, like, those podcasts, and, like, yeah, you know, they sneak it in there, like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, you know, they gotta do something next year about these public days, you know, it's fucking just, I don't know, it's just too crazy. They gotta have, like, separate, like, fucking days for the press and blah, 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 and there's, like, separate, you know, whatever, because fucking, again, yeah, you get fucking the general public in there seeing what you're seeing, and fucking, like, it kind of puts a little, kind of dulls the edges on your narrative about, you know what I mean, what's fucking going on. But yeah, anyway, so I just keep jumping back to the new fucking Metro game when I think about fucking E3. Is that was my fucking take, just the highlight of fucking what happened at E3 for me. So I mean, I played the fucking, I played through the entire fucking first Metro game again. Probably for like Metro 2033. Then is the full name is Metro 2033 Redux. The, you know, it's the remastered version of it or whatever, the newer one. So yeah, I mean, I just fucking love that game. I love the fucking the Metro games and the book. I've read the first, the Metro 2033. I have fucking the second one, Metro 34, right there on my fucking bookshelf, which I don't know. I didn't fucking read it for some reason, but fucking, I don't know, I don't have time to read books, but probably should. But yeah, anyway, so fucking yeah, I just fucking love that series, the fucking franchise, like everything, you know, the fucking Metro, give me anything Metro. I mean, you could say I'm a fucking metrosexual at this point, a metrosexual Nazi, because fucking, yeah, E3 again, just turned me into a complete fucking Nazi now. So, yeah, so I'm playing the original game, the original fucking Metro 2033. It just looks fucking really good for the most part still. I mean, some of the faces are like fucking kind of bad. I mean, fucking, like, they just look weird and fucking like waxy and shit for some reason, like, you know, human faces and, but just like the lighting effects, the fucking textures and just fucking, you know, the fire and all, you know, all that bullshit, that still looks fucking like amazing. Like, just a really good looking fucking game. And I'm playing it again. I fucking played it like however many times before. Fucking half a dozen or so, and just fucking, like, still, I mean, it's still fucking really intense. I was playing it on hard. I mean, there's a bunch of difficulty settings you can do to make it harder and fucking, like, whatever, or make it more of, like, more shootery than, you know, the original fucking game, or, you know, just make it fucking more survival-y, you know, fucking just, this shit's more hardcore. I think they actually call it, like, hardcore and, like, Ranger or some shit like that. But I was playing just on, like, hard, whatever. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. To be honest with you, some kind of hard mode. It just makes it so you fucking die super easily, and, you know, you're always fucking worried about fucking air filters and shit for your mask, you know, gas mask and fucking get always kind of low on bullets and that type of shit. So yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, the game's a survivally fucking story, really heavily story based first person shooter. I don't know, just the basics of it. I don't fucking, if I've gone off on this Metro tangent before, I can't remember this fucking point. But yeah, it's from the guys who made the Stalker games, if you remember those back in the day. I only kind of dabbled in them for a little bit. I didn't really get too into them, but again, they're just kind of like, those are more like open world. I mean, fucking not really too story based. It's kind of like survival type of semi fucking, kind of like a hardcore Fallout type of thing. But yeah, this is more fucking just linear story, you know, real focused on the story, fucking, post-apocalyptic game. So yeah, so I mean, you're in the Russian subway system or metro, if you will, is what they call it. You know, it's after fucking nuclear war. I guess even in real life, I don't know. I fucking every time I try looking up like metro or whatever, so it always the game fucking pops up. So I don't know, but I believe it, like in real life, that's how it is in fucking Russia. Like I think their subway system is actually designed to be like a giant fucking Fallout shelter. In case shit goes down, they all just fucking run into their fucking subways and shit. I believe. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, so the game takes place, you know, it's fucking years after whatever fucking war, you know, nuclear war happened. And, yeah, I mean, the air outside fucking the metro is still like fucking toxic and fucking, you know, radiated and that shit. And so, you know, it all takes place in the tunnels, and every station, every stop is, it's basically like its own little town, you know. It's fucking got its own separate, like, you know, after years of just fucking, you know, people just staying in the stations and shit, you know, they all have their own cultures fucking sprung up, and they have different, like, politics and shit. So, I mean, like, fucking, you know, one station, just, you know, they're, like hardcore, hardcore, like, fucking Nazis. They fucking, they're the good guys of the game, obviously. You know, the one station's fucking, like communist, and, you know, there's like, a ring of stations in, like, the middle that's, like, neutral. Well, not really neutral, but, I mean, they're just, like, traders and shit. They trade supplies from everybody, but they're kind of, like, the mafia type of deal. You know, they give out, like, loans or whatever the fuck, you know. But, and then, yeah, I mean, kind of the guy that you're playing, you're part of this, a group of wandering like warriors, or like they call them like Spartans or fucking like Rangers. They're just kind of like, you know, neutral fucking military guys trying to like keep the entire fucking system, the entire like metro fucking safe from like mutants and fucking whatever creatures and shit that are down there. So, I mean, like, pretty much, you know, certain, like, stations and factions and shit, they're all at war with each other, but then, you know, there's also the fucking, you know, these creatures, fucking rat, mole, fucking mutated, radiated fucking creatures, they're attacking everybody in between the stations and the tunnels and shit. And yeah, then there's some fucking supernatural shit going on with, these things called the Dark Ones that just fucking look like fucking like lanky like gorilla things that fucking, yeah, they like fucking mentally attack people, and, you know, anybody that goes near them, like, just goes nuts and fucking, like, you know, just fucking whatever, and ends up fucking going insane and fucking like dying and shit. So no, it's just like this really cool fucking detailed original post-apocalyptic world, kind of Fallout, but it's just more serious and dark and claustrophobic than Fallout. Like, Fallout was always kind of like campy, you know, there's always kind of a lot of like humor in there. Like, this is pretty just like bleak, you know, fucking bleak. I mean, there's like some goofy fucking humor and shit in there, but just like a very small bit. I mean, but for the most part, it's fucking like, no, we're telling like a serious story. And I mean, serious as in fucking, like, you know, sci-fi with fucking mutants and fucking telepathic fucking and creatures and shit and fucking, you know what I mean? But it's fucking like, no, it's fucking like pretty fucking bleak, you know? But yeah, so the game's like real linear, fucking it's broken up into chapters, and you're going from one station, traveling to the next one on this fucking, you know, just a journey to fucking reach somebody, you know, fucking far on the fucking last station or whatever. So yeah, you're just going, you know, just going to different stations, talking to fucking NPCs and shit, and you know, trading it all the different outposts in each little city or station, whatever. Again, but it's not open world. Like, you can't just fucking, like, oh, I'm going to go here and fucking trade. It's just nuts. But like, the game just kind of keeps you moving forward. And yeah, the way, like, whatever, again, like compared to Fallout, you have, like, I'm collecting these bottle caps. This is my currency. Yeah, in this game, you use ammunition as currency. Good ammunition, you know, this fucking, like, so it's always fucking, like, brutal. Like anytime you buy something, you're like, fuck, like, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, like, I'm spending bullets to, like, buy whatever, like, upgrade my gun or fucking, like, buy, you can trade good bullets for shitty bullets, like, for whatever, like, dirty bullets, like, it's just kind of like homemade, like, fucking, like, people make them, you know, like, that type of, that's like mainly what you're going to be, like, using for ammo. But yeah, you use those and it's going to do like half the damage as, like, you know, the good bullets that you use for fucking currency. So again, it's fucking, like, rough. Like, everything's just fucking, like, oh, anytime you buy, like, anything, just fucking, like, you're really, like, fucking mulling it over. Like, do I really need this? And fucking, like, I better stock up, but it's fucking rough, you know? Yeah, so that's fucking, yeah, I like that too. I think that's a cool little twist on, like, the trading, the barter systems for these types of games. And yeah, so I mean, you're constantly fucking, like, searching, like, you know, every corner and fucking body you fucking you come across. I mean, just fucking, like, anything you can find, again, to fucking just like, I gotta find more bullets and shit, or I need fucking, like, air filters, I need fucking, like, whatever. So, you know, ammo, yeah, so you just, it's like that type of game where it's fucking, again, Fallout-y. I mean, it's how I play fucking most, like, Fallout and fucking whatever, like, any kind of, most games, like, fucking whatever, is fucking, like, really fucking deliberate, like, fucking search every draw, search fucking every, you know, every corner, fucking whatever. So I mean, the cool thing too about the game, about Metro, is just how, like, simulation, like, it is kind of simmy, is that a word? You get to wear the fucking gas mask and shit if you go outside. You know, there's certain sections where you get to go, like, outside the fucking tunnels, and you're up in Moscow or whatever, like, you know, Russia. It's, you know, the city's all fucking, like, bombed out and shit, and just fucking. And every time you go out there, you're being timed. You only have so much time you can be out there with before your filter runs out and your mask. You got to find a new one. And you know, when you start running out of air, your guy's like gasping and shit, and you have to, like, manually fucking switch out your filters, like, fucking, you know, animation, the guy, like, fucking unscrews it, fucking, you know, drops it, and fucking screws in another one, type of thing. And that's, like, a button you gotta push, or, you know, bring up a menu and fucking hit a button to have him do it. Cause if you don't, you know, you say again, he starts, like, gasping, you fucking, like, eventually you'll die. So, yeah, or, you know, like, there's all this fucking shit in the game. Like, you know, you have, like, a flashlight, but it's not just like, oh, here's a flashlight, you just fucking use it and put it away or whatever. It's not like, oh, the battery drains as you use it, but it's not just fucking like, oh, you gotta put it away and it, recharges, like, by itself. You know, it'll start dimming and eventually you just fucking stop working at all. You know, fucking, there'll be no light. So when it starts dimming, you gotta fucking, you gotta pull, like, this fucking, like, giant, like, crank thing to fucking, like, manually, again, just fucking hitting the right trigger to fucking, like, pump it, and fucking, you know, you're pumping up the fucking, there's a little dial of fucking, like, whatever, like, you know, electricity or whatever that's being stored, and so you just gotta, like, you gotta keep doing that, like, whatever, I don't know, fucking every, like, 5-10 minutes or so, something like that, like, it'll start dimming to the point where it's like, I gotta fucking crank this up again, that you're using it. Or it's like, you know, you get, like, fucking air weapons, like, whatever, like, BB guns and this fucking, like, whatever, other shit, crossbows, I think. It's like, oh, you get a BB gun, like, that's kind of shitty, but yeah, you can fucking pull it out, and again, it's got, like, a little air pressure gauge on it. And the more you pump it, I mean, it's fucking, it goes up from, you know, and fucking low to fucking like high. And you can give it a couple extra pumps and the thing will fucking be like overfilled and the fucking needle's like going nuts and just fucking, once you do that, like you get like one or two shots and the thing's just fucking deadly as shit. And, you know, and it's completely silent and fucking shit. And so it's like fucking like, all right, but you got to keep doing it because, you know, if you don't use those two shots, soon enough, like it'll start again, like the air pressure starts dipping, then it's fucking like, oh, I gotta pull up the gun again, fucking give it a couple more pumps. So it's just like, it's just cool. Like, you know, all these fucking like systems, it probably sounds like a fucking pain in the ass, but, yeah, it's just all these systems that you constantly fucking fiddling with, like fucking like, yeah, it's like, oh, I get fucking mud and blood and shit on my mask and shit, you know, on my gas mask. I can't see, if like at all, like it's just fucking whatever, just fucking completely shit, like shit all over your fucking, all over your screen. And you gotta wipe it off, but you just press the left bumper and the guy just fucking, you see his hand come up and he wipes it and it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's just cool. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't normally, like, again, it probably sounds like a pain in the ass and probably sounds like something that I would complain about in a lot of other games about fucking like, oh, is this too like fiddly, but. It's fucking in Metro. They just fucking they do it so well. I mean, the game's not, it's not exactly like a fucking, like, it's not like a full on like shooter or anything like that. I mean, there's shooting sections in it. Some of those can be played like either like stealth. You can fucking like, I don't have to fucking fire a shot at all. I can just fucking just sneak around or whatever, take people out, or just fucking completely like avoid them, or you can just go out like full on fucking like, you know, Rambo mode and mow everybody down. But that's actually like, that's not really what you want to do because again, it's fucking like, again, just the ammo and the supplies are like so fucking scarce in the game. It's fucking like, I kind of don't, you know what I mean? I'd rather just fucking go through or fucking just take out what you want to get. You don't want to get in a giant fucking like shootout spraying fucking ammo at people and shit. Yeah, and there's a couple too, like, just like, oh, you pretty much have to do it fucking like stealthily, fucking more or less, or, you know, or fucking, whatever, it's fucking giant fucking gorillas that'll fucking like murder you in like two fucking hits, and it's fucking like, no, you have to like be fucking stealthy here. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fucking variety, I mean, in the gameplay. There's a lot of fucking whatever, you know, set pieces, action pieces, you know, it's fucking just some shit is fucking like nothing's happening really, you're just fucking like walking around fucking talking to people, exploring that type of shit. So the game's fucking like all over the place, but it's always like consistent how it plays, you know what I mean? It's always fucking like, oh, well, my lights are running out, I gotta fucking, you know, pump up the fucking voltage or whatever. It's just fucking, it's that fiddly, you know, just that fucking, that simulation of it. It's fucking pretty much kind of like, it makes the game a little bit. I mean, it's fucking, again, it's not fucking a fast pace, you know, it's not fucking Call of Duty or fucking like Doom, like that kind of like first person games. You know, everything about it's just fucking kind of slow and fucking deliberate and detailed and fucking like real, kind of like in your face, like up close. Again, it's claustrophobic. You're always in this fucking like little areas, fucking, you know, barely ever seeing the fucking, you know, sky or anything like that. You're always in these fucking like cramped tunnels with fucking shit all over the place. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's linear, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, you know, it becomes like fucking like, how do I survive like this one section, you know, one section at a time type of thing is fucking, I mean, it's pretty, sectioned off fucking levels, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, all right, what do we have left? And fucking like, all right, what do we have to do? And it's fucking like, so it never really gets like frustrating really, cause it's or anything like that. Because, yeah, you only have so much to play at a time, because it's fucking blocked off like that. And none of the fucking levels are, like, overly long or anything like that. But I mean, the entire game just fucking, like, flows together, like, so well. It really does feel like fucking, like, I'm just going from point A to point B on this fucking, like, journey type of deal. Yeah, it's fucking, like, you know, you fucking, by the time, like, you get to the end of it, and you're fucking, like, holy shit, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I just went through from fucking, like, that to like, over here, like, doing this shit, and it's fucking, you know, I went through some shit to get to the fucking end of this game, like, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, and in my case, once you finish it, you just fucking replay it fucking half a dozen times. It's because it's fucking, like, awesome. And yeah, it's one of those games, it just seems like it's fucking, like, meant for me, personally, like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody fucking, like, oh, what do you want in a game? And it's just, you know, a lot of shit that I love is fucking in there. You know, if you listen to the fucking podcast for a while, you know what those kind of, you know what I like, what those kinds of things are. Just fucking, you know, post-apocalyptic fucking Mad Max, Fallout, fucking rundown society shit where, you know, everybody's fucking scavenging up shit to, you know, shit to get by, and just, you know, first person kind of hardcore military shooting, you know, fucking horror, fucking monsters, and fucking, it's at one point he goes into fucking, you know, aliens, like the movie Aliens type territories, fucking, like, you know, hives of shit, you know, shit, like fucking enemies coming out of the fucking the walls and the ceilings, and, you know, yeah, I mean, there's even some Lovecraft fucking references going on. It's just funny. All that shit, some of it's, like, way off to the side. Like, way off to the beaten path. Like, some of the fucking, like the deeper story. Like, you know, it's fucking, you are going around and collecting, like, notes and shit. I mean, you don't have to, but it's just what, if you haven't read the book and shit and fucking, like, you know, fucking, most of the deeper shit's buried in fucking, like that was one note, like just one note fucking you find in like an old tunnel. Yeah, it was fucking like whatever, like 3/4 of the way through the game or whatever, they're talking about like fucking like, you know, building the metro system, you know, as they're building this fucking, the subway system, or whatever, in the first place, like, you know, the note's supposed to be old, like pre-war. These are the construction workers building the fucking the tunnels and shit. They're talking about, like, you know, they're digging deeper, and as they keep digging deeper, they're uncovering older and older tunnels that have already been built underneath them, like underneath the fucking the metro station. So you're just like reading it, question, like fucking, like again, like now, like fucking, like where did these fucking the monsters come from, and like the dark ones and shit, like it's just fucking, like are these just fucking like mutant, you know, are they mutated creatures from like fucking the radiation, like fucking again, like most, you know, like most fucking post fucking nuclear war monsters are, like, you know, like fucking the Fallouts and the fucking like old 50s, like is it like that type of deal, or is this fucking like shit that's fucking again like Lovecraftian fucking monsters that have been there fucking all along, you know what I mean, the fucking, like, and as they dug, they fucking woke them up. It's just fucking like, oh, it's fucking, oh, it's just fucking, it's just like, oh, it's really fucking cool. It's fucking fantastic. It's like, this shit's here, but it's, and there's like hint at it, and it's like there's one single fucking note, and then they fucking just leave it like unanswered. Like they don't tell you fucking, you know? Yeah. It was just like, plus the pacings, the pacing of the game where it's kind of slow. There's some fucking, some like downtime, like again, the shit I like where it's fucking, it's like, all right, it's fucking like building up this fucking world, you know, then they're fucking like building up the tension, then the fucking, you know, the shit hits the fan, and when the shit hits the fan, there's, and you're fucking in combat, it's fucking really fucking intense and like violent and shit, fucking brutal, and then it's fucking, it's just a fucking great fucking game. I consider it like a fucking classic, like it's way up there, fucking Metro 2033. I'd say again, fucking what blew me away. I mean, just cause it's the shit that I fucking personally like, but I'm fucking like, when people are like fucking like, oh, this is this fucking game is a great story. And it's fucking, it's like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's a fucking like, you know, visual novel bullshit or a fucking like walking simulator and fucking like whatever. Oh, I love how they told it, you know, fucking Battlefield 1. Like, oh, I love the vignettes of these little fucking like whatever, like fucking half an hour little gameplay chunks and fucking then cutscenes in between, and it's fucking like, nah, this is, you know, like fucking this right here, like fucking Metro, like this is how you fucking tell a story in a fucking game. Like, I think it's fucking like one of the best examples of that, of fucking like, oh, this is an actual game. Like, you know what I mean, it's a fucking, it's a pretty hardcore game, but still a video game, but you know, it just gives you plenty of fucking options and like agency and shit. And but anyway, yeah, if you never fucking played Metro 2033, obviously fucking I highly fucking recommend it. I was surprised fucking again, and I can't remember what the fuck I review or fucking like whatever, but yeah, I was surprised. I hadn't fucking written a review for it yet, but it fucking like I guess I haven't, huh? So that's why I did that. That's up on there on the site too, because that had to be done. And again, it's kind of one of those things. It's kind of relevant now that the fucking, you know, the new game's coming out, the Metro Exodus is coming out. So yeah, fuck it, I'll do that. So there you go. That's what I did.
Ich werde es nicht zulassen, dass wir uns dem Terror einer Minderheit beugen müssen. Sonst können unsere Kinder nicht einmal mehr sicher auf der Straße spielen.
Marschieren, dann bist du da, Antifa. Möchtest die ganz stoppen, das weiß ich ja, Antifa. Mit Sitzblockaden und lautem Geschrei unter den Augen der Polizei bist du vermummt bei Straftaten dabei. Antifa, ein fieser, ganz fieser Scheißschweißer, Hosenscheißer. Antifa, Dummfeige, Einverbrecher, hinterlistig, Messerstecher. Du willst Werks machen, ho, 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 ho. Doch höre mein Lachen, ha, 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 ha. Du bist der größte Haufen Dreck, den ich jemals sah. Du nimmst dir das Recht, auf die Straße zu gehen, Antifa. Doch randalierende Idioten will hier keiner sehen, Antifa. Du rennst herum und schreist nach Anarchie. Doch das Beste für dich wäre eine Therapie. Und das ganze Volk singt für dich diese Melodie. Ha, Antifa. Ein fieser, ganz fieser Scheißschmeißer, Hosenscheißer. Ha, Antifa. Dummfeige, Einverbrecher, hinterlistig, Messerstecher. Du willst Merks machen, ho, ho, ho. Doch höre mein Lachen, ha, ha, ha. Du bist der größte Haufen Dreck, den ich jemals sah. Und gibst uns Deutschen die Schuld. Doch ich zerschieße deine Lügen wie ein Katapult. Mit deinen Argumenten hast du längst verloren. Schreib dir das für immer hinter deine Ohren. Wir sind stolz, denn wir sind hier geboren. Antifa, ein fieser, ganz fieser Steineschmeißer, Hosenscheißer. Antifa, Dummfeige, ein Verbrecher, hinterlistig, Messerstecher. Du willst Werks machen, ho, 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 ho. Doch höre mein Lachen, ha, 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 ha. Du bist der größte Haufen Dreck, den ich jemals sah. Ha, Antifa. Ein fieser, ganz fieser Steineschmeißer, Hosenscheißer. Ha, Antifa. Wenn wieder unsere Fahnen wehen und wir durch die Straßen ziehen, dann hörst du uns lachen, ho, 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 ho. Immer lauter lachen, ha, 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 ha. Und dann bist du bald schon nicht mehr da.
Welcome back to trip down Metro Lane. But yeah, whatever. But yeah, play Metro. But yeah, anyway, yeah, well, I'll move on. Speaking of story heavy games with some action, but mostly story heavy. And that's played from the first person perspective. I played a game called Get Even, and yeah, I'll be honest, I'd never fucking heard of Get Even. I had no fucking clue what the game was. I just fucking, I saw it on sale on like CD keys for like $20 or something. I'm like, what the fuck is this game? Why have I never heard of this? And I was just like, fucking, like, what is this? Fucking, I was looking at the screenshots. I'm like, yeah, this looks like it could be okay. It's just weird. I'd never fucking heard of it. And yeah. I mean, the description on there, so it says, said something about like, it's, you know, you're playing this hitman. You're trying to solve some fucking like murder or something about a girl getting blown up by a bomb or something like that. And then fucking, I'm like, that, and going by that, and the title of the game, I'm assuming you're at some point trying to, get even with somebody for something. I had fucking like no clue. I'm just like, I don't know. It's fucking, it looks like a fucking somewhat interesting game for like fucking like $20, and fucking like, again, I never just fucking roll the dice here. So yeah, it's a weird fucking game. I mean, fucking, and as advertised, it starts up and there's a fucking, you know, you walk into a warehouse and there's a girl who's strapped to a chair. She's got a bomb on her chest, and there's a couple guys like Gardner in there, and you fucking shoot them and fucking try to fucking defuse the bomb, but it blows up. Yeah, then there's fucking like. Cuts away, and you wake up in a rundown mental hospital, and yeah, so you're fucking, you know, roaming the hallways there, you're fucking, you know, fucking, again, picking up notes, and you're listening to fucking, like, you know, tape recordings of people fucking, like, whatever, talking, you know, doing, like, audio diary type things. And yeah, so some of the, you know, you run into other like patients you're assuming in there that they're trying to fucking attack you. You know, you have like a silence pistol, you can fucking shoot them in the face, and they try to fucking run at you with like clubs and shit. But yeah, for the most part, those the hospital sections, it's a combination of, again, like walk and sim kind of thing, where, you know, you're fucking searching for, fucking reading the fucking notes, and just fucking like trying to piece together, like, you know, there's a larger like story going on. I mean, there's fucking like all these different like characters you're fucking learning about, you know, like whatever, like four or five like main characters, and fucking like I learn like bits and pieces, reading fucking like, you know, newspaper articles about like certain people, or fucking, you know, reading somebody's fucking whatever notes that they fucking left out, and, you know, different like crime scene or like whatever, something connected to back to that girl in the fucking chair. So yeah, but as, you know, you're going through this fucking this rundown fucking building of, you know, a couple different like rundown fucking buildings. there's some condemned in there that I noticed. I mean, it's fucking, you have a cell phone, it's got different vision modes on it, you can cycle through a fucking, and like a light and fucking all that shit, and you can use it to use the phone to like collect evidence. I mean, you're fucking whatever, follow like blood trails or like footprints and that type of shit, with a black light, and just fucking, you know, scanning fucking fingerprints and fucking that type of thing. So, and you know, again, a lot of those sections fucking look like condemned, and you get these fucking those crazy people trying to attack you with like crowbars and shit. There's not that many guys. Not really, it's fucking, it's not like those hospital sections are like the action part. There are action parts where it's fucking pretty much almost like a straight fucking straight up shooter, but not those parts. But you're not, it's not like you're using like a fucking crowbar and like melee weapons and shit like in Condemned. I mean, you just fucking like, they run at you and you fucking shoot them pretty much. But hey, there's even a couple parts where you're fucking just like, well, searching for something. You fucking open a door, and then it's fucking like, oh, you hear something like behind you, and you turn around, and there's fucking a bunch of mannequins like standing behind you, like blocking your way and shit. Like, that's pretty on the nose, like straight up fucking like Condemned references there. But I fucking just, for fuck's sake, I mean, somebody's got to make a fucking Condemned 3 sooner rather than later, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, yeah, it's fucking, like, whatever, like, this and fucking, like, whatever, Resident Evil 7 and fucking Outlast, fucking playing them. Like, these games are really cool and fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, all of these kind of remind me of fucking Condemned, and I wish there was a fucking Condemned 3. But anyway, yeah, so yeah, get even, so yeah, let's stick on that. So yeah, you know, you're searching the fucking mental hospital, and this there's like a fuzzy face or whatever, you know, a fuzzy fucking like blurred out face like appears on the TVs, and you know, he's telling you the guy or girl. I mean, he's got like a masked voice that you can't really tell, and they're just telling you what to do. And, you know, they'll start, like, scolding you for fucking, it's like, oh, you know, why'd you let that other patient out? And, you know what I mean? It's like buttons and fucking, like, you can let, like, you know, some of the patients will be like, oh, let me out, blah, blah, blah. And you let them out and fucking they run off and just, like, usually end up attacking you anyway. You fucking just shoot them or whatever. You know, the guy will fucking, like, yell at you for doing shit like that. But, and everybody in the hospital has, these like virtual reality fucking helmets on, and I guess you do too. You're supposed to do, even though there's not really like too many, like it's not like a permanent like overlay or anything like that, which would be kind of annoying if it was too like crazy. But so I mean you have this fucking helmet on your head too, and you're just kind of like questioning, like, you know, what's real, what's not. There's fucking like glitches and that type of shit, and just like weird shit going on. And yeah, it doesn't think it was like, you know, is the guy I'm playing, is he fucking like crazy, or is it this fucking this virtual reality fucking helmet? Or yeah, I mean, and you're fucking, you know, you're going in and out of these simulations of the past, I guess, or you guess, and you're just going through sometimes just fucking, it'll just like drop you into like just fucking like a completely different area, and you're just fucking like, oh, what happened? You're just fucking like doing it. And other times it's more like fucking, you know, you're searching for clues, and there'll be like a fucking like a photo of a place, and it's like kind of like shimmering. You fucking click on that and you go through it. It was fucking like a painting, I guess, like Mario 64, like that type of thing, where you just fucking like go through the painting, and it's fucking, you end up in like another world. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking just going through these different areas. You're fucking picking up more clues. Again, it's just trying to piece together like this larger fucking story, this larger fucking mystery type of deal. So it's sort of like, I don't know, like the Animus, whatever the fuck it's called, and like Assassin's Creed type of thing. At first, anyway. Yeah, it's just like fucking like, oh, you know, you see like fucking these glitches in the world, and it's fucking like you can scan them. You can scan, like, it's like fucking like us, and fucking hold the button or whatever, use your camera, and it's fucking like, you see like the outline of a box, and you fucking scan that, and fucking like a box will appear, and it's fucking like, yeah, you can use that to like sneak behind or whatever, use this cover, or fucking scan a fucking like fuzzy like little thing in a wall, and like a doorway appears, you can go through it and like get to another room or like shit like that. So yeah, I mean, it gets kind of like Inception-y to you, like the movie Inception, where it's fucking like, all right, you going through the hospital, and you fucking, you know, go through, you know, look at a picture in the wall, the fucking transport to a different level, and then fucking you're in there, and then there's like another picture you can go through that takes you somewhere else, or fucking then there's fucking like these, there's like a safe room type thing where you have like fucking like these weapons stored, you can fucking just go back and forth. So yeah, and fucking or there's, you know, there's the central like case room or whatever you want to call it, where there's there's a bunch of like bulletin boards or like whiteboards or whatever with fucking differently, you know, say like the name of like a fucking a case or whatever, like a fucking like one of like the mysteries or whatever the fuck, like one of the fucking like the main like threads you're trying to figure out. Yeah, and it's just fucking like all like the newspaper clippings, the notes and all that shit, and the pictures that you collect as you're going through the levels. They all get collected on those boards, you know what I mean? It's fucking like all together, and then you can whatever look at them or whatever, and fucking there's like string all attached and like everything, like some fucking like Beautiful Mind type shit, you know. So yeah, it's a fucking strange game too. It's tough to really go into without fucking just completely fucking like spoiling like everything. It's fucking the entire game's kind of like about figuring out what the fuck is going on. So it's like early in the game, you break in like this high tech weapons lab, and you're trying to steal like a top secret gun camera, or like camera gun. It's just a gun with a fucking, you know, corner gun, I guess. It's just like this fucking thing that lets you attach a pistol to your phone, so you can hide behind cover and like peek over it to murder people without them seeing you. And that's like a big gimmick for like a lot of like the gunplay sections, is like that corner shot. And that, like, the mechanics are kind of neat. You can use like, you know, left button or right button bumper, whatever the fuck you want to call it, LB and RB. You fucking like, you know, sit at a corner and you fucking corner like left or right, and fucking just looking through your camera through like you know, to see like, you know, see you're in cover, but you can see like fucking around that corner and like shoot and shit. And it gives you like, you know, thermal visions and fucking whatever. You see people pretty clearly and fucking like pop them in the fucking head and that shit. Yeah, I don't know how fucking like top secret that really is. You know what I mean? Like fucking like that, they make a big deal of like this fucking, like, you know, again, just this high tech like fucking corporation, like, oh, we spend all this money developing this, and just fucking like, oh, it's just like, well, number one, I remember that fucking that same type of gun being in fucking Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, you know, the fucking core, that gun you could just fucking like use fucking around corners and shit, and everybody fucking like hated that shit back then. Not because, you know, not, it's just fucking it takes a lot of the challenge out of it, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I'm in complete cover, but I can just fucking like look behind, you know, use these corners and like not get hit and fucking shoot everybody. A little too OP in fucking Advanced Warfighter. And it was seriously fucking like ridiculously overpowered again, because it's fucking like you have no real danger to yourself, you know what I mean? You're just fucking that completely fucking broke that game. But it's, again, it's a fucking a single player game, like get even against, you know, you're fighting like this AI, you know what I mean, like, who cares, like, yeah, or whatever, you know what I mean? It's fucking little mechanic here, just fucking yeah, I mean, it's, again, it makes the game fucking easy, but it's not supposed to, again, it's not like a fucking, this isn't like a shooter, it's not supposed to be like a Twitch fucking challenge, fucking challenging fucking shooter or anything like that. Yeah, you know, as long as you're fucking patient, you fucking just looking around the corners, it's fucking like, you'll be fine. You're not gonna get shot, but yeah, I mean, you're playing, you know, again, you're supposed to be playing like some kind of hitman. You know what I mean? It's fucking supposed to be like a professional fucking like killer or whatever. So it just kind of like makes sense of fucking like, yeah, they made all this shit like pretty easy, and plus, again, it's not a straight up, it's a story game. It's not supposed to be a fucking shooter, so. The gunplay, even like the stealth and shit, it's like, yeah, it's not the best, you know what I mean? It's not like the most, like, it's not the smoothest or anything like that. It's fucking, the AI is pretty fucking dumb, like, old school retarded, like, fucking just like, ah, just like stiff, and sit behind this box all day and just like poke my head up every now and then, like that type of shit. But hey, again, at least it's there, it's in the game. There is fucking like quite a few of these fucking sections that are just like action sections and shit, or stealth sections, and at least it's not just fucking like a walk around fucking collecting notes, you know, like that type of shit, just like walking simulator or fucking anything like that. Again, like in Metro, it's fucking like, it's a story based game, but they're fucking mixing things up. You know what I mean? They're trying different things to fucking, you know, keep the gameplay like fucking from getting old, and or fucking, and there is gameplay too. You know, like that type of deal. It's not just fucking like, oh, here's just like a story we're gonna tell you that you're just gonna like passively fucking like walk through. It's like, no, this is a lot of shit you're fucking like doing, and you know, again, a lot of collectibles you're trying to fucking find, and you know, a lot of dudes you're shooting, a lot of fucking dudes. But yeah, but what's really good in the game though, and it's fucking something I don't usually call out too often. The sound in this fucking game is amazing. I mean, it's fucking you know, it's a horror type game. Again, you're fucking walking down these fucking creepy hallways, you're hearing fucking doors slam shut behind you, and like that type of shit. I mean, like, that's fucking like fairly standard, like that type of just fucking like loud like bangs and shit. Like, that's not like whatever. But more like the fucking the background music they use, and like a lot of like the sound effects. It's not even like, I wouldn't say like the soundtrack, you know what I mean? But it's fucking just like the ambient fucking like sounds and shit. Like, well, I guess it's kind of the soundtrack, I guess. But you know, there's like these fucking layered fucking like sounds and shit that you play as you're playing. This fucking like builds up to like certain sections. Like, you know, it's fucking a real loud like fucking just like bass hums and shit, and just fucking like it builds up and just fucking, you know, at certain points where that's supposed to be like tense, you know what I mean? It's fucking, see, it seems like it's a, you know, I can't really tell, it's gotta be, it's fucking just kind of like reactive, like, you know, once you cross like a certain point, like it just fucking adds another layer of like fucking like bass, or it gets like louder, like fucking so I mean, you'll be like fucking like you know, crouching and like crawling through like a warehouse and shit, and it's fucking like, you know, just starts off like just this low fucking like hum, you know what I mean? Again, it's kind of a bass in the background, and fucking, you know, it's kind of like adding to the fucking the atmosphere, like whatever, just fucking like real, like, you know, fucking whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know, fucking just steady, just fucking just a beat of just fucking bump bump bump, whatever, you know, fucking but then, you know, as you know, you're getting fucking like deeper and deeper in, and it's fucking, again, you fucking like take a couple guys out or whatever, or fucking just, you know, like weirder shit's happening, or you're going downstairs, just getting like darker, and fucking just, it's just fucking, you know, that fucking like the thump, the fucking hum is getting like deeper and fucking like louder and louder and shit. And you fucking like, you know, open a door and there's like, you know, three or four enemies inside, and it's fucking, you know, really kicks in, just fucking like womp, 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 you know, like that type of shit. And it's getting like real fucking like tense and shit. It's one of those deals where it's fucking like, all right, well, it's fucking like this is fucking like as intense as this fucking like the music or whatever is gonna get. But then you just keep going, it just like keeps going and keeps going and keeps building up and shit, and it's fucking it just like gets to the point where it's almost like it's really uncomfortable and shit. You're like feeling like unnerved, it's just like so loud and shit, and it's like so like intense, you know, and just fucking, and it keeps going and like keeps adding and shit. And it's just really, really effective. I don't know if I did it justice with my mouth sounds, but yeah, this, and they do the thing too, is like, you know, a lot of like repeated fucking looping songs and like voices and shit like that. And again, shit they do sometimes in like horror games, it's like real easy to fuck that up, and like it becomes like obnoxious just hearing, again, even like the same like repeating, just like that like bass hummer. It's like, like some games would fuck that up and just fucking, this is fucking annoying. But again, a lot of fucking a lot of horror games do that. Like, I'm thinking of like PT, with like you know, the fridge was fucking like constantly like banging around and shit, or like fucking, you know, the baby crying and shit, or the baby from fucking Eraserhead too. That's fucking wicked obnoxious, that fucking movie. And I think this fucking PT took it from, it's fucking like, dude, this isn't like whatever, it's not like unnerving, or like this is fucking just like getting on my nerves type of thing. It just like crosses that line and just fucking crosses the line of unnerving into like annoying, like that type of deal. But yeah, I mean, whatever, however they fucking do that and like get even, like they fucking, like, man, it's just fucking, whatever fucking audio tricks are in there, just fucking really good. Like, fucking, I'm just like, man, this is fucking, like, again, it's fucking like, man, this is fucking, like, tense as shit. Like, in certain spots, it's just fucking, like, it's really good. What the fuck? Some magic on audio, oral magic. Oral, not oral, or aural. Earl magic. It's yeah, it just kind of good. So the game fucking just, it goes from like, from, it's like, is this like horror? Is this like a horror game kind of? Then it fucking goes into like then like Taken and whatever, like fucking like that type of like, again, like revenge or whatever, or trying to save somebody, like you're not quite sure. Like action thriller type thing. Then it's fucking like, it's an adventure story type game, and you're fucking like solving these puzzles, and it's fucking sci-fi, like fucking like a lot of the times fucking like this is like fucking like Black Mirror type shit going on here, and it's all over the map. To get more specific, I'd actually describe the game after I beat it anyway. Fucking it reminded me a lot of fucking an entire season of, it's like playing through an entire season of Black Mirror, like. And by that I mean like some of this is great, you know, some of these sections are great, some of them not so much, you know, type of deal. Is fucking like, yeah, I wasn't not so sure about that. It's like the moment by moment to moment type thing, but, and yeah, a lot of it just feels very, very different. You know, the game is changing shit up a lot, and it has a lot of twist endings, you know what I mean. More than one, you know, and a fucking a bigger one at the end type of deal. So if you watch fucking Black Mirror, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying, like that type of vibe. If not, I mean, I don't know. Oh well, you should probably go watch Black Mirror. So yeah, get the game's all right. I mean, it's a little uneven. Get even, yeah. Get even, more like uneven, am I right? But I mean, I don't mean that in a fucking a bad way. I mean, it's fucking like, yeah, just fucking, I liked it overall. As far as certain spots, I mean, what was killing the pacing for me is fucking like, you know, again, you're going through these fucking hallways and shit, just fucking like, all right, having to like stop and look at like a bunch of like these newspaper clippings, like, there's a lot of them, you know what I mean, like a lot of that shit, and just fucking like having to stop and listen to fucking audio tapes again. You can't really fucking walk around and play them, you know, you just kind of fucking sit there and like look at this fucking tape player as it's playing, and fucking, yeah, again, they do like the fucking, like, there's these holograms of the past you're watching, and fucking, you know, past memories and that type of thing. A lot of, like, fucking, again, like, when it gets, like, more, like, walking simulator-y, like, that type of thing, is fucking, like, I wish it's kind of, like, keep it moving a little bit more, but, I mean, again, I guess you don't have to do that, technically. You could just fucking, and not pay attention, just fucking like run through it if you wanted to. But again, it's like the entire game just fucking just trying to like collect clues and like fucking figure out what the fuck is going on. And yeah, I mean they do fucking actually tie into like the actual gameplay, how much evidence you're collecting, like how many of those fucking like newspaper clippings and that shit you actually collect. Ties into again, you have like that case board, and it's getting filled in every time you fucking getting shit. And yeah, I'm not gonna fucking spoil. I won't spoil the entire game or anything like that. And I know I usually don't give a shit about fucking giving out spoilers for games. And I just feel like the entire point of Get Even is, again, it's just that the mystery, and you're trying to unravel the story. And again, I'd say it's fucking worth playing. I mean, if you can get it for like 20, 30 bucks or whatever, yeah, I'd fucking definitely check it out. So I'll be fucking respectful and fucking tread more careful than usually, more careful than usual. Just again, it's fucking like the whole fucking point of the game is fucking like figuring the shit out. Yeah, but I mean, you have these fucking, you know, you have choices you can make as you're playing that. It affects how fucking certain things play out, like, you know, but as you're playing, it's fucking like you do something, like, some of it's like not very clear, you know what I mean, like fucking like, oh, yeah, I just did something that fucking like got somebody killed or like whatever. It was fucking a lot of the time it's fucking like, push, you want to fucking, there are these fucking buttons here. You don't know what the fuck they are, like two buttons. And it's like, I probably should push one of these to fucking get going. You know what I mean? To fucking like keep continuing and fucking, like, I don't know, fucking I'll hit this one and then fucking, you know, a cell will open in the fucking asylum and like somebody gets like killed or some shit. It's fucking, I had no way of fucking knowing that beforehand, you know? Yeah, like on those case boards again, it gives you like a percentage of fucking, this is the percentage of evidence you collected and fucking, they say again, I only played through it once. I didn't fucking look anything up. So I don't know exactly how much anything fucking actually affects the, like the ending or what the fuck is it actually fucking means or whatever. I mean, I like the fucking ending I got and shit. Like I know what it means. I'm like, God, this story is pretty fucking cool. But again, I'm probably not going to go back and like replay it or anything, but, I'm not sure exactly, like, fucking what affects what, or, you know what I mean, or how much that shit really matters. I have no fucking clue. But they tell you it does anyway, and fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking, yeah, it's fucking like, oh, here's the percentage of the shit that you collected here, and whatever, and fucking, you can, like, replay, like, again, on those fucking, like, whiteboards, just looking like, oh, you want to go back and, like, collect, like, more evidence and shit, you can, like, go back and, like, replay it, and, yeah, I guess like how you deal with like the enemies, like the guards and shit. Like, so again, you can like just completely like sneak by them all, or you can kill everybody, or like knock them out. And I don't even know if fucking like knocking them out, I think counts as like killing them. Like, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, they'll let you go back and like replay any level at any time, but it's like, I didn't want to. Like, do you really want to fucking go back and like fucking like, I want to go play through this fucking, you know, half an hour section again, looking for like one or two notes I didn't fucking find. And I don't know. Not because it's a fucking bad game or anything like that. It's fucking like, again, it's story based. I want to fucking keep moving the story forward. I mean, I want to fucking, I guess, but it's pretty like, pretty thorough about fucking like finding notes. And it's fucking like, oh, you know, you missed like three of them here, or one of them here. Do you want to go try to find it? Like, no, not really. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking play these, you know, multiple fucking 20-minute, half an hour long levels again, like fucking just to try to fucking look for fucking notes and shit. Like, no thanks. I'll just keep moving forward and see what I get. And again, I did like the ending I got, so I'm not really complaining. Just fucking, just me personally, I'm not fucking, not that much of a fucking completionist that I wouldn't want to fucking do that. Yeah, I mean, again, this is fucking just like, well, even if I get a bad ending, they better just fucking just make the bad ending, good, you know what I mean, make it good enough that fucking I want to fucking replay the game and maybe get a different one or whatever, you know, then fucking job done. But again, I said fucking as at the end, I'm like fucking like, nah, I liked what I got, like, don't want to play it again immediately, but I'm fucking like, nah, that felt like a complete, like, I'm satisfied. So so yeah, I mean, I fucking just, there's some fucking like technical issues going on with the fucking game too. Nothing fucking like major at first, just fucking like little like hiccups and shit here and there. And you know, some fucking like frame rate fucking drops and like stutters and shit. And you're fucking like switching weapons or like going from like looking at like clues and then backing out to the actual game. That type of thing. That type of shit doesn't usually fucking bother me. Like, you don't fucking complain about, like, minor shit like that. Like, fucking, like, frame rate drops. Like, whatever. I'm still fucking, again, it's not a fucking Twitch shooter. I don't really fucking care. I'm just fucking walking around looking at shit. Like, whatever. Then I hit this one spot that was, like, fucking, like, in the outdoors. Like, a fucking pretty, probably the biggest fucking outdoor area of the game. This kind of just fucking a giant like open thing, and it's fucking my fucking like that shit fucking crashed my computer like completely twice. And then not like a fucking just like a game crashed or whatever, like crashed the fucking desktop. Not nothing. It was, I mean, it's like a full like fucking a blue screen of death. Like, you know, your computer has stopped working. Like that type of crash. Like, oh, we're fucking, you know, we're fucking collecting information on what caused this to crash. Like that type of thing. You had to fucking go up and actually like power down the computer fucking manually and shit and fucking like turn it back on, like that type of like PC crash. And that's not good. And then again, look into it and fucking like, nah, that just happened. You know, people are having fucking problems like that. So just be fucking aware of that. And it's not like the game's like particularly fucking like demanding or anything like that. It's fucking just like, yeah, it looks okay and shit. It's fucking, it looks like a fucking, looks like a budget game, you know, with some fucking decent, like, you know, effects and like whatever. So I don't know. But it's, again, something to be aware of. I mean, it's fucking a bug or whatever, just fucking not optimized or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, anyway, yeah. So overall, I fucking like the game like quite a bit. I mean, fucking is definitely weird, fucking, but in a good way. I mean, there's good fucking mystery going on there. Some twists, some turns, fucking a lot of actual gameplay, which I'm a fan of. Again, because it just could have been like a shitty fucking another shitty walking simulator, and fucking, you know, they fucking. Yeah, they throw those bits in there every now and then where you just fucking, you know, it's fucking walking simulator section, just walk forward and having stories shoved in your face and looking at a fucking movie play out. But overall, it's very much a game, a real game, a game, you know, that type of deal. I might review it at some point. I might not. I don't know. I feel like I probably should. And again, just because it's fucking like so like, yeah, I don't know. I never fucking heard of it before I played it, but I don't know. It's probably gonna do it for right now. I don't know. I had other shit, more interesting shit, but actually, it's a lot more of a fucking computer fucking games crashing and that bullshit. But we'll break it up and leave that for next week. And next week might actually be another a quiet cast. I think fucking my sister's coming back in fucking so I don't know, that'll probably be another adventure trying to get that done next week. Yeah, we're good. Grunt, I'm Absolute Deicide. gruntfreepress.com is the website. Hopefully I'll put a review up for Get Even soon. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And see you later, alligator.
Titties when the titties are hard as rocks. And up in New York City on them uptight bitties like to shave your cooch. But I prefer a little fur on a burger if you want me to tell the truth. I like my pussy in boots. Girl knows how to honk the tone. Comes along to a wailing tune while she's humming on my cock and balls. I want a girl in a cowboy hat who tongue knows where my butthole's at. Bush poking out her Daisy Dukes. I like my pussy in boots. Boots. Yeah. Well, the girls in Chicago, they can spit, they can swallow when they're on their knees. But it's hard to stay hard when you're fucking in a car and it's 4 degrees. All the girls in Milwaukee want slab on my cocky, but I have to pass. Cause I only get wood when my dick is up in good old Southern ice. I like my pussy in boots. Girl knows how to honk the tone. Comes along to a willy tune while she's humming on my cock and balls. I want a girl in a cowboy hat. Tongue knows where my butthole's at. Bush poking out her Daisy Dukes. When you're sliding up and down my dome, and keep your fucking flip-flops and your Birkin stocks away from my hillbilly cock. I like my pussy in boots. A girl knows how to honk the tone. Comes along to a wheeler tune while she's humming on my cock and balls. I want a girl in a cowboy hat. Tongue knows where my butthole's at. Bush poking out her Daisy Dukes. I like my pussy in boots.